Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
You're so good to me. Fill me up when my glass looks empty. You always try to say a better version of me. Know the way it is, cause I know that you'll always make it. I can't take it.
Back just a little bit with some Chico DeBarge. Love still good to you here on a magnanimous Thursday morning. It's the Teddy Bear, the stress reliever. Yeah, I know you're used to me doing things in the afternoon or the evening, but you know, when I come on early in the morning, you know, it has to be something very, very special. And this very talented young lady, an incredible vocalist, songwriter, I'm talking about the one and only Cheryl Fortune. My goodness. New hit single, Fighters, from her new album, Simply Cheryl. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and LOTO Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Zone, Miss Cheryl Fortune, my queen.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, and my love, your voice is as captivating as ever. Lord have mercy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire album. You did a fantastic job. Actually, one of my favorite songs on the album. It's a lot to choose from, but the walk is incredible.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
You know what? That just really blessed me, because when I wrote that song, and I wanted it just very clean with just acoustic, because I wanted people to understand the message behind the song. And I was a little nervous when I put it on the project. I was like, oh my gosh, people are really probably not going to grab this. And so it's amazing to hear that you love that song, and that message is getting across. So that's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. One of the things that I find so impressive with you is that a lot of us go through our trials. Everyone goes through their trials and tribulations.
Absolutely.
You have come out on top. You are much stronger than I've ever seen you before. The strength that I've seen from a personal experience and how you ingratiated yourself with this challenge, you have taken it on.
Wow.
Bull by the horns, and you're really doing it. And I just wanted to let you know I'm truly impressed with what you've done and what you've accomplished.
Thank you. You know, I just want to be an encouragement, you know, to people, to let you know you can rise above it. If God allowed you to see another day, if he's given you life, then that means that your life is not over. So rise above it, and you know, and you can do it. You know, there's victory on the other side of the struggle. And there are rewards, you know, just walk through the process, trusting him.
Absolutely. Without question. What did you learn about yourself working on the new album, Simply Cheryl?
Oh, that, I needed to be a little bit more patient. It taught me patience. Most definitely.
Okay.
And to really, not be afraid to be transparent. You know, and not really be afraid to be transparent and be okay to open my heart, because I just believe that transparency saves. So that was one of my biggest things learning entire process. And really one of these songs really challenged me vocally, and I actually, you know, came through that, and I was very, very surprised, which is the song Don't Apologize, which is a little bit more urban. And I was really nervous about recording that one, and I was like, oh my gosh, how is this going to turn out? And it turned out really, really great. So that was a challenge, but I overcame that one and got through that song and was able to kind of relay that message as well. So Yeah, it's been exciting.
You know what? A lot of the listeners that are tuning in right now will find that very surprising when you mention that as far as being so transparent, because people assume, which we're very good at doing, unfortunately, we assume
right.
Because when an artist, especially in as far as gospel music, you give so much
right.
of yourself as far as being able to communicate with the listening audience, and they feel like, well, why is that hard to sit up and show so much transparency? And I think a lot of times we seem to forget that we have feelings and emotions, and a lot of times we don't feel too comfortable with giving all of ourselves and showing what
yeah.
we're going through. And I felt this was a challenge for you, and you actually, you broke right through. How was it more therapeutic more than anything else?
It absolutely it was. It was very therapeutic, and it was, you know, a part of my healing. I remember when I was getting ready to work on it, I journal a lot. But there was one period where I was really battling and, you know, going back and forth with myself about writing down what I really was feeling on the inside, because I was afraid to see it down on paper. And that took me a couple of months to actually overcome and to really put it into a song. And so when I did, and as I was singing some of these songs in the studio, it was very liberating. And to actually even more so see myself move from one mental place to the next mental place. And it was a freedom place. And it was just so amazing and very, very, very liberating to see, you know, how I was before, but to see how I am now. So this whole process of recording it and writing it down, it was a little rough at the beginning, but it was rewarding at the end.
You know, one of the things that I personally took away from the album is that relationships, marriages, just communication
yeah.
is very, very important. Trust
absolutely
is very important. And I think a lot of times we take for granted that communication is not important anymore.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love, again, what I love about the album, you were able to bring that across to the listeners that whatever you're going through, you can
yeah.
get past it with God's help. And I just, again, I
yeah.
want to applaud you for that.
Wow.
During your transitioning as far as writing was concerned, how many songs
yes.
did you actually leave off the album?
Actually, I only left maybe about two off of the album. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Only two, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I was very specific with this record, and I really did have, you know, I was intentional about the writing. And I was intentional about what I wanted to say on this record, with it being my first record. I wanted, you know, not only for people to hear my heart, but I wanted people to also see where I am in my life, and that was a representation of where I am, you know, and that's simply basking in God's love, in His joy, and in His peace. And my prayer was always that, even in this, with this record, that it falls off on someone else while they're listening to this, and that you know, that they can, something triggers to say, hey, you know, she came out of something and she made it, she overcame, you know, and how can I know about this God that's helped her through this process, that's helped her come out on the other side. And so I was very intentional about what I wanted on this record. And so I think that made it a little bit more easier when it came to the writing.
Absolutely. When I
mm-hmm.
listened to about three songs, and I said, you know what, it's a song that I used to listen to called Bruised But Not Broken. And it's amazing
yeah.
to me that, yeah, it's amazing to me that what we can overcome when we do have faith and just believe that things will get better. I know your children play a very integral part with you
yes.
as far as your growth.
Yes.
What have you learned from them as far as growing not only as a parent, but just growing more as a singer, just being an individual?
Wow, and what have I learned from them?
Yes.
Or just period?
Just
well,
period.
Yeah, well, this is definitely not a walk that I can go by myself. God, it's all the way. You know, because it's a transition when you're going from, you know, the background to the forefront. And it's a huge transition, of course, when you're so accustomed to something. And so one thing that I've definitely learned in this process is to always keep God in the equation and keeping perspective in front. And one thing for me is to just stand in boldness and stand without fear, because that was something that used to take precedence over my life was fear. And now I'm in a season of, you know, really walking with him and allowing him really to guide me through this entire process and keeping him in the equation and making sure that that is my focus, and that he gets the glory at the end of the day. But it's been a transition, but it's been, like I said, a rewarding, and I always say that word, but it's rewarding when he's in the equation. And that's one thing that I have definitely learned to do is just keep him in the forefront of it.
Well, it definitely resonates in your music. And the video for Fighters, who came up with the concept for the video?
Amazing. This guy named Chill Vibes came up with this concept. And I was just so blown away and so amazed by it because I wanted something that was going to kind of bring awareness to domestic violence. And he also included in there sex trafficking, which is something really huge that's happening all over the world. And I believe where I am in Texas, we may be the number 2 state that has heavy sex trafficking. And so he was able to bring awareness and bring this concept together. And what I loved was that all of the things, I don't know, at the end of the video, you can see where they're ripping off all of these things that they struggled with, and those were struggles that I was going through throughout my marriage of being silenced, being demeaned, being abused, being belittled, and all of these things that they were able to pull off at the end of this video to represent I'm not a victim, but I have victory. And so a guy named Chill Vibes out of Houston, Texas, with IO Visuals created that entire concept and treatment. So I was blown away. I was completely blown away.
Well, it completely caught me. I said, wait a minute.
Right.
I said, is that? I said, wait a minute. Because I've had an opportunity to see you perform on several occasions. And I said, wait, this is not the same Cheryl Fortune I've seen at the church. No, this is different. This is completely, completely different. And you just seem free. You seem completely just free in a different place. And it's definitely a beautiful thing to behold. And speaking of beautiful things to behold, let's get into it, of course. The lead single, the new hit single from the new album, of course, from Cheryl Fortune. Simply Cheryl. Nothing simple about this young lady. We're invited here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
How you feel? I traveled this same road, and all you want is someone to hear your bleeding heart overflowing with tears. I hear you say that nobody knows you contemplate suicide was no joke, worthless and your hand and you'll take mine. We'll conquer the things they call life. struggle still, but you can let go, 'cause you're trusted with this fire you're in. We're champions, we will win. I'm here.
Fortune, Fighters, from the new album, yeah, Simply Cheryl, available on Amazon, iTunes, and also on Google Play as we speak. My queen, my goodness, again, I'm so proud of you, and man, it's very rare that I'm ever lost for words, but I've been a great admirer of you for a long time. I am so proud of you standing strong, coming out a brand new person. And I said, when I get you on, I got to ask you, if the Cheryl Fortune of today, if she can go back in a time machine, let's say 7 years ago, what would the Cheryl Fortune of today tell the Cheryl Fortune 7 years ago? What would you do if you could just sit down and have a conversation 7 years ago with yourself? Woo! What would you say?
If I was to sit down and have a conversation with myself back then, I would say, girl, stand up. Stand strong, you know, and stand for what is right, and be bold, and really accept the love that God has for me, and that's probably one of the things that I would say. I would say, girl, keep yourself together. You know, and it's funny because I have definitely, you know, played that in my mind before, you know. Like, whoo, you know, what would I have said back then? You know, like, it's unacceptable, and it's definitely not how God expects us to operate, and that's not the way that He loves us. And so now living in His love and in His grace and His understanding and just really enjoying His peace like no other. It's just, it's amazing.
Well, I am simply amazed with you, my love.
Wow.
Again, the new album, my pleasure. Remember, family, again, the new album is available. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by all the major outlets and pick up this fantastic album. When can we expect some live performances from you? Because, you know, I'll be the first one in line with a ticket. Lord have mercy.
So I'm working on that now. Hopefully at the top of the year we'll start a tour. So we're working on that now. That's kind of in the works. But you can always visit my website, IamSimplyCheryl.com. Any of the listeners, you can go to that website, and it's definitely going to keep you abreast of all the dates that I have that are coming up. And hopefully I am coming to a city near you.
Yes, Laura. Well, I'm right here in Houston, so hey, not hop, skipping a jump away. Not a problem. My love, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule, and hopefully soon you will come down to downtown Houston and come to the studio. We would love to have you in the studio.
I would love that. You just let me know. It's so funny because I just left downtown. I was dropping my niece off at work.
Oh, my God. Now, if I knew that, we would have had you come in the studio this morning, but that's okay. That's
right.
Okay.
I definitely would have. But thank you so much. I appreciate you.
My pleasure, my love. Safe travels. Be safe out there. Love you much, okay?
Love you, too.
All right. God bless. The fantastic Cheryl Fortune here in the zone of LOTL Radio. I apologize to all the listeners out there. The teddy bears dealing with, you know, the little after effects of the flu. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. A little raspy, a little, you know, chest congestion, but, you know, we're taking the necessary precautions and medicine, but I wouldn't miss this for the world. My goodness, on a smooth and very therapeutic Thursday morning. Hey, well, while I got you here safe and sound, let's get into some more Cheryl Fortune from her new album, of course, entitled Simply Cheryl, with one of my favorite songs from the album called, yeah, The Walk, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
Anxious to get somewhere, moving so fast that you didn't care. Looking for a way to just get out. Looking back on what you thought you left behind, but really not. Walked away with shame still in your heart. You finally thought you had a break, but not so fast, life is a maze. Running, thinking you'll never get caught. Oh, but life don't work that way. Just throw it all away. Oh, 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 oh. Life is not some fairy tale. You have to work with what's been dealt. If it was up to me, there'd be no pain. There's no perfect life story. Follow the way and you will see your journey built in you just what you need. There's no easy path to take. So what, you made a few mistakes? That's no reason to run away. Because life don't work that way. Don't just throw it all away. Life don't work that way. You can't change your yesterday. Oh, oh, you can't keep running. At this pace, you'll never get there. Stop for a moment. Oh, you can't keep running and running and running. No, oh, you gotta stop for a moment. Because life don't work that way. Oh, no, don't just throw it all away. In you. just